Well, Gen Z, they want to push something forward in the workplace, having set aside rooms for not only sexy time or hooking up at work, but even if you're lonely, some self-love.
Oh, self-love my rooms. Gosh.
Boy, that'd be a long line for the guys' room, I guess.
What's the push for this? Is it because they feel like they're not getting enough time to do it at home on their own time?
Yeah, they say you spend so much time at work, and it's like when you get home, you're tired.
So, like,
I mean, they're making really good
and
points.
It has to do with it stems from COVID, really, because of remote working. Mm-hmm. So they're so used to being home and doing what you want. Now they're being asked to come into the workplace, and they're just like, what about all the things I used to have when I'd be able to?
So this is for people, this is Gen Z for who are working in an office as opposed to like your local fast food place.
Oh, I don't know for sure.
I'd be really grossed out if I knew that that's what they were doing and then coming back out and then preparing my food.
Well, it's a health hazard probably. Yeah, if they're doing
I'm just
cooler.
Wondering, you know,
right.
I've worked in the restaurant business and I know for a fact that that's where a lot of stuff goes down.
Restaurants have the most drama filled relationship-based, yes.
Where everybody's been with everybody.
Yes.
And it's all, every single time, happened in the walk-in cooler.
Yes.
Or on the bar, or on the tables, or in the dining room.
They show that, every study shows that after a day of having sexy time.
Yeah.
Like if somebody said they had a sex day yesterday, they had some sort of study that their productivity was way up the next day.
No way.
Yep. Mm.
I can kind of see that. It's off your mind.
Off your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel good.
Sure.
So what you're saying is if we have a sexy time room here at work, which would be disgusting, but if we did, we would actually be more productive and it's good for business?
That's what it's saying. So we need who's going to promote this in the next promotions meeting?
Not me.
I mean, are we allowed to, like, does this mean we have to do it with a coworker?
Or are you just bringing in your significant other?
Yeah, can my wife come in?
Yeah.
During the day?
I think your wife would prefer that.
I'm here for that.
Than you with a coworker.
Do you know
what? Yeah, but I also think, you know, you're gonna be less, like, sometimes when you get to the end of the night, you're
that's
tired.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're tired.
You do it during the day. If you've got a space, then I don't have to leave work to go home.
Ew.
Then have to come back to work.
Can you imagine Matt coming out of a closet all sweaty?
No. And you
it
know,
needs to not be a closet.
It has to be like a full room. You know, for a fact, working in radio, that you're never going to just have any sort of privacy.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to do something to
and
try
it's
to fill
be on
your
the
report.
Air.
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Like, Katie was in the sex room with Ben for 2 hours yesterday.
Mine would be 4 minutes, so it's not going to take up too long.
Well, so, I also have to schedule a nap for mine. Like, if I'm going into that room, I'm gonna at least going to have a nap.
Yeah, I would like a nap.
A nap and then a little romp and we're great. But the idea of doing it without having kids, the fear of children barging in, but then I'm just now concerned that you guys are going to barge in.
Yeah.
So I can't relax.
Mm. Plus, I think it would lead to all sorts of cheating at the workplace.
Yeah.
There's like a sex room.
Not here.
Not here.
No, not here. No, here's not. No.
Mm-mm.
This place is different. Let's go to Jim. Jim, have you had sexy time at work?
Yes.
All right. What type of work was it?
It's in government work.
And was it in an office? Or describe the location that this was in. And was it a cheating scenario or what?
It was an office. Well, not cheating. Just something that I guess you typically wouldn't normally do.
Is this IT Drew? Because it really sounds like him.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's not. Is it?
If he's on like a big delay.
I'm so confused.
That's somebody that works here.
This sounds just like Drew.
It does sound like Drew. And it's like somebody when you, because we call him at like 3 a.m. sometimes, like somebody's not working.
It's like a Tinder moment.
Okay.
Wait, so you're basically saying you hooked Tinder. You hooked up with a coworker that you liked? Is that what happened?
No. It was a Tinder person.
From Tinder?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does sound like Drew.
It does. So you just went on to Tinder. You were at work. You swiped right or left. And then you were like, this is my address.
Right.
Come on over.
Absolutely.
And then wham, bam. Thank you. I'm assuming ma'am.
Yeah.
And then she left.
Yeah.
It's like prostitution.
Did you get caught?
Yeah. Minus the, I don't think you paid for it, but
no. It's
like prostitution where you're just finding someone real. It is
transactional.
I mean,
I mean, if you're both agreeing.
And, yeah.
Did you get caught?
She knew what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, when she met you, did you talk this slow and did it turn her on?
Did I do what?
Talk as slow as you're talking.
This is true.
It does seem like Drew.
What's your favorite hockey team? We're going to get to the bottom if you're a Drew or not.
Are you wearing a Bluetooth in your ear?
Yeah.
Both ears, Drew.
Do you wish you had three Bluetooths in all ears? And one coming out of your nose. Are you salivating at the chance of seeing Chris Kelly in the hallway?
Okay.
All right, Jim. No, seriously, great call.
We had two former part-timers that hooked up here at work, and they started the process in the hallway on camera.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Where is that footage?
I can't say it on air.
Why would you not tell anybody?
I did. I told the two people that were doing it, and they at least one of them no longer works here.
Excuse
us. Oh, one still does.
One still does.
Was it Katie?
I don't think we ever had cameras.
Before marriage?
It was two former part-timers. Since I've been here, I knew about it.
Yeah.
There was speculation that these two were doing things on and off the clock. And then there was something that happened one night here at the station in the parking lot. And so then we went back to try to see. And then on some of the cameras, there was some very heavy petting in the hallway.
Oh.
And then one of them realized we're on camera. And then they went to their car.
Nice. Which is still on camera.
And right. But it's because it was what was in the car that the person who cleans the building was like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So then they left, and I don't know where else they...
I can't get turned on.
The report was
here.
Also that those two did it in the back of one of the vans.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Who are these?
And
I'll tell you, I'm not doing it on air.
And where's
I'll
the room?
Oh, I haven't... No, I actually have no idea.
They were young and flexible.
I was thinking if one still works here, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
If it's former, I could maybe guess.
Kathleen and Nader.
Mm-mm.
I bet you they did because they got married.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you they totally did.
These two had a falling out.
Okay.
I thought
one
funny.
Might have given the other one an STD.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Matt, you have so much juice.
This is why I'm not sharing names. I will tell you as soon as we go to commercial.
You've never told us off
air. Why are you saving this for off air?
Some of it was, you'll understand when I get to it. I can't say too much.
Oh, well, I like what you said so far.
I've said about as all I, almost everything I can.
I do believe Katie wouldn't do it here. Because the one time she was kind of dating someone here before, before she met Ben, they would see each other in the hallway, and everyone, that's when we knew y'all were hooking up.
Yeah.
And you would just stare at each other, not say anything, and then walk away. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that was awkward.
It was so awkward.
You're like, there he is, and you would stare. They wouldn't say anything, and they would just go like down the opposite stairs.
Yes. Like, it was so awkward.
Like, I don't know what to say. I'm at work.
Couldn't do it at work. But at Natty Greens, that's a different story.
You did it at Natty Greens.
We didn't do it at Natty Greens, but it started at Natty Greens. I think it was in front of everybody, and that was embarrassing
that
enough.
Or somebody else?
Yes.
Oh.
It was him.
You
that
started
was embarrassing.
Making out in front of somebody?
Yeah, I was at the Christmas party, and then I was like, you know what?
Was that the leather pants one?
No, that
was... No. She was married then.
Yes, and had two children then, too, as well.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah, Jason, you remember?
You've been here forever. But there was like a long stretch where I was
That's
single.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to imagine.
I know.
It's been a long time.